Happy feast day, everyone. What a great joy it is to be here on this Sunday as we celebrate the Feast of the Archangels, and in particular, our Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel. Now, I know if you're paying close attention at home, you'll know that the Feast of the Archangels is on the 29th day of September, which is tomorrow. But as the Church, in her wisdom, allows church communities, particular parishes, to celebrate their patronal feast days on Sundays so that they can do so with greater solemnity, with the whole community gathered around. And that's why today we at St. Raphael the Archangel Parish get to celebrate this Mass with these particular prayers, with these particular readings, and all done up, even with a little bit of incense. And so what a glorious day that it is. Now, some of you know, if you're new, that each new parishioner who comes here to St. Raphael's has a new member meeting with either me or Father Tom. And so I've had the great privilege of meeting with a great number of you as you've become parishioners here at St. Raphael. And after I gather a bunch of information from you and then give a bunch of information to you about the parish, we usually take a little lap around the area here, around our facility, around our church. And typically, I'll stop at one of the images of St. Raphael. We have a beautiful one by the flowers here, the new one that we just got last year in the sanctuary. There's another one in the back of the sanctuary. There's a handful of images in the office area as well. Typically, I'll stop at one of those images and try to share a little bit of the story of St. Raphael, to share a little bit about what we read in the book of Tobit. The book of Tobit that we read from in our first reading is where we hear about Raphael's story. And so if you haven't ever sat down and just read that book of the Bible from beginning to end, I would highly recommend that you do it. It's not very long. It's not very difficult to read. It's a pretty nice story and a nice whole. But in the first reading that we read today, we kind of get the cliff notes. And we got largely what I try to explain to new parishioners, namely that there are two big things that Raphael does that we seek to do as a parish. Our parish hopes, at least, to take on in some way the character of St. Raphael in two ways. So we hear about Raphael in the first reading and what he did for Tobias. He walked with Tobias on a long journey to gather some sort of debt that was owed to his father. And Raphael gets him there and back safely. So Raphael is one who accompanies. Raphael is one who walks with people on their journey. So we seek to imitate that. We seek to walk with each one of you, and hopefully you walk with each other on your journeys of faith, your journeys through life, through the ups and downs. But then also we hear in the first reading that Raphael cured Sarah, Tobias's wife, and that Raphael cured Tobias's father, Tobit. And it's interesting because these are two different kinds of healings. Sarah was in some way possessed by a demon or an unclean spirit. And so Raphael works to heal her of her spiritual illness. Tobit, on the other hand, was blind. And so Tobit's physical illness was cured by St. Raphael. So as a community here, as priests, as a staff, we seek to bring healing to the lives of those who walk through our doors, whether that is physical healing, anointing of the sick, praying that God would heal them, or maybe more frequently spiritual healing in the sacrament of reconciliation or just talking with you, listening to you, and hearing again your story. So these are two ways that we seek to imitate St. Raphael. But I must say that as I read the prayers of today's Mass and as I read the readings for today's Mass, something else stood out to me that I really think we ought to imitate, that we do in some sense, but maybe we want to emphasize even more these days about Raphael and about all the angels. So what did we hear in our prayers and our readings in the first opening prayer of Mass today, in our collect prayer? We call out to the angels for their help, even as they minister perpetually to God in heaven. The angels minister perpetually to God in heaven. They are constantly before the Holy Trinity, worshiping and praising. In the first reading, Then we heard Raphael himself say, I am Raphael, one of the seven who enters in and serves before the glory of the Lord. Again, we have that reiterated. The angels, Raphael, worships and serves before the glory of the Lord. He is with God face to face. And finally, in the gospel today, we hear Jesus speaking to Nathanael and saying, Nathanael, are you impressed because I said this little prophecy about you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. You will see the heavens opened and angels and archangels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. What is that? Ascending and descending in praise, in glory, in prayer before our God. And so certainly we come to know a lot of things about Raphael and about all the angels because of their interactions with human beings, because of what's written of them in Scripture. But what we miss is that all of the rest of the time, they're in prayer. All of the rest of their existence is dedicated towards glorifying and adoring our God. And so while we as a community, we as your leaders, seek to certainly walk with you, seek to provide you healing, we also must seek to spend time in prayer. We have to be with the Lord in imitation of St. Raphael, at the same time recognizing that we are not angels, that we can't just pray for 24/7, that we're human beings, that we're going to get distracted. That's okay. And so my encouragement for all of you today is, wherever you're at, if you already are praying, awesome. You don't necessarily have to add more time to your prayer. Maybe the Lord is calling you to that, but the Lord is certainly calling you to deeper prayer, to a more depth, to a greater closeness with Him. And if maybe you're not spending that much time in prayer at all, perhaps seek to take a couple minutes every day to just be with the Lord in silent prayer and adoration. Read a little verse from Scripture or something. Do some kind of devotion to stir up that prayer in your heart to be with the Lord in imitation of Raphael. This Sunday, today, every Sunday, at the Mass, our prayer is elevated to the level of the angels, or perhaps we could say that the angels and archangels descend and are here present in this place as we offer this supreme act of worship to God our Father. And St. Maximilian Kolbe, one of my favorite saints, says that if the angels are jealous of human beings for any one thing, it's because at this act of worship, we get to receive communion. We get to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. God became man. God did not become an angel. And in becoming man, He left us the Eucharist, physical sacrament that we can actually receive Him into our bodies. That's something that the angels don't even get to do. And so my prayer for each one of you is that strengthened by this Holy Communion today, by this great act of worship, you too might be strengthened in your prayer and so be able to walk with those around you and provide healing to those in your lives who need it. And so we pray for that in a brief moment of silence.